Dressed in a character, I believe, in Shakespeare. Maybe it's Hamlet, who is considering killing himself. How weary, stale, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Weary, stale, like bread that has become stale. Weary, stale, and unprofitable, meaning pointless, useless. That's how it becomes. You don't want to end up there. And part of that is not reducing the magnificence of this moment, the depth and the aliveness of this moment, that's all you ever have, to a means to an end, which is the story. Make it just into a stepping stone so that I can reach the next chapter, the next paragraph in the cheap fiction of my story, of me. Absurd. So that simple thing, bring the alertness, wake up, become aware of sense perceptions, and that which underlies every sense perception, yourself, the perceiver, the perceiving consciousness, the attention, in which there's no tension. Attention. And sensing the inner body, the aliveness that is there. And becoming alert to this moment. It's no longer a means to an end. It has a depth to it that is sufficient unto itself. And you to know that, you don't need to sit still. You may be sitting still, but it's not necessary to sit still. You can be involved in movement and be fully present in the movement of your life. Fast movement, slow movement, be fully present in the movement. Enjoy the energy movement of this and be there also as the witness of it, and yet you are doing what you have to do. No, you're not in a hurry. This is why you can do something fast if you have to. You may be doing less things if you're no longer living in the mad hyperactivity of the human mind. Perhaps there are fewer things that you need to do really fast. But occasionally, it is called for. You may have to move fast. And you're totally present in the movement, enjoying that without needing to arrive at the next moment. This moment is good enough. I'm running to catch the train. It's good. It feels good. And then you miss it. Oh. At least you enjoyed yourself. That's why I have in Zen this another famous saying, hurry slowly. Hurry is maybe fast on the external. Slow means the stillness remains inside, even though you're fast on the external. So if you have to, you can be very fast. You look at martial arts, they can be, if they have to be fast, they're very fast. Without losing the rootedness in being. So it doesn't pull you out of being. And then when you sit quietly in your room, the dynamic aspect of being remains. The stillness is also dynamic in you, which means you don't go to sleep. When you sit quietly in your room, the stillness remains vibrantly alive. So there's in the stillness, there is a vibrancy. And in the external activity, there's also a stillness. So you have the two polarities. Or as I sometimes call it, Buddha and Clint Eastwood character. And the present moment, just all that would be enough. Not remembering, it's not a means to an end. Give it fullest attention and enjoy it. Enjoy the doing. You can't enjoy the doing if the next moment is more important than this. Enjoy whatever it is that is required of you at this moment. The aliveness of it. The external is allowed deeply, because it is, and then you go deeper than the form. So even if on the external it looks unpleasant, I'm wet and cold and it's windy and I want to get home. Okay, and then you bring a yes to it. As we talked yesterday, you become a duck or wet poodle or whatever it is. And the wet poodle is not complaining. He's just wet, and then he shakes and...